This is Hospice Heartbeat. I'm Dale Gartner, and on this month's program, we're going to be talking with Ann Sherman, RN in admissions at Hospice of Lenawee. And Ann, so good to have you back on the program once again.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you. It's always great to be here.
And of course, you know, this is a very special month for the month of November.
Yeah, it really is. November is the month for hospice and palliative care. We try to get out and do a lot of education about hospice and palliative care. We're so lucky to have our medical director, Dr. Justin Voorhees, who is actually board certified in hospice and palliative care. So we really draw on his knowledge, and he's been a huge blessing for us.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And it does make a difference to have Hospice of Lenawee for that care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really, you know, I can't believe it, Dale, but I'm coming up on 20 years with Hospice of Lenawee.
It hasn't been that long. I shouldn't say that long. It's been very quick.
Yes, in many ways. But it's really been interesting, you know, from my perspective, to see some of the changes in the industry and, well, I don't like to call it an industry, but in the care that is provided.
Right.
And so it's important to realize that there are choices and that you can choose what hospice you want to use. We are a 5-star rated hospice now.
I was going to mention that, yes.
Right, which is always good. But
yeah.
I'm very proud to still be a part of Hospice of Lenawee.
Well, the thing is that, you know, Hospice of Lenawee is built from the ground up from the actual support from Lenawee County residents, Anne.
Correct. It always has been.
Yeah.
Even in the very early days in the 80s when it was mostly volunteers working and doing, you know, what they could. And then as it's grown and as we built the hospice home and opened in 2012 with that, it really has, it's grown tremendously. And I was the first manager of the hospice home back then, and I was just so delighted with all the support that came from our community.
Mm-hmm.
And these were all kinds of people, not just, you know, all the big names with lots of money. These
right.
were just everybody that was so, you know, felt very passionate about that project.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A couple of special things are going to be coming up is the Lights of Love ceremony. It's going to be coming up.
Yes, that's right. So on Sunday, December 7th at 6 p.m., there will be the tree lightings. Now, this year we have pared it down to just 3 locations, partly due to seemed like lack of participation in some of the places.
Yeah.
But this year it will be in Adrian. At Hospice of Lenawee. It'll also be one in Tecumseh. Again, this is December 7th at 6 p.m. And the Tecumseh one is at City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then one in Hudson at the Community Center. So we will have those 3 spots for the tree lighting on December 7th.
And that's such a meaningful ceremony, too, isn't it?
It is. It's lovely. And they always have, you know, they always have some hot cocoa and cookies, too, which is nice. But it is. It's a lovely ceremony.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then also the Candlelight Remembrance.
Yes. And that's another beautiful, beautiful service that we hold. This year, it is in a different location. So the Candlelight Remembrance, which is on Sunday, December 14th, at 6 p.m. They're holding it this year at the Adrian First Church of the Nazarene.
Oh, okay.
So on Industrial Drive there. So it is, again, at 6 p.m. That's a lovely evening where people can come in. They can write down names of loved ones that may have passed. It doesn't have to be just this last year. It could be any time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a very brief service that we hold. Actually, I will be speaking this year, and some, you know, lovely prayers and things, and then they do recite the names of all those people that were that had come in and wanted to honor their loved ones. So it's just a very meaningful, beautiful service, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's a nice way to join in fellowship as well as remembering those who have passed.
That's right. Because this is a tough time of year, and it's nice to, we're really kind of focusing on hope this time around. And I think that's especially important right now. There's a lot of emotions that we carry around Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I think it's a really lovely opportunity to kind of have that fellowship, like you said.
Absolutely, yeah. So keep those dates in mind. Again, the Candlelight Remembrance is going to be on what day again?
That's December 14th on a Sunday, December 14th at 6 p.m., again at the Adrian First Church of the Nazarene.
Okay. And the Lights of Love ceremonies?
Yep. Those were the tree lightings. Those are on December 7th at 6 p.m. also. And those will be in Adrian, Tecumseh, and Hudson. And if anybody has any questions about these events, you can always call Hospice of Lenawee at 517-263-2323. And anybody can give you that information.
Absolutely. Great. And thanks so much for being on the program this month. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And I want to wish you happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you.
And hopefully that we'll be talking to you very soon once again.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Dale.
Ann Sherman, the RN in admissions at Hospice of Lenawee here on Hospice Heartbeat. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.